The Little Mermaid, read by Tamsin Gregg. Far beneath the deepest ocean, there was once a beautiful underwater city where the mer people lived. In the middle of the city stood the palace of the mer king. The palace walls were made from finest coral, and the windows were cut from pure amber. The roof was tiled with 1,000 oyster shells, which would open and shut with the changing currents to reveal bright, glittering pearls. In the palace, the widowed mer-king lived with his mother and 6 beautiful daughters. Each of the mer-princesses would swim through the city of the mer-people, singing and swishing their magnificent golden tails. They would whisper excitedly about their 15th birthdays, when their grandmother would perform the magic ritual that would allow them to breathe out of water. Then they would be able to see the world above the ocean where the humans lived. The youngest mer-princess could not wait until her 15th birthday. She longed to be allowed to visit the surface and see the human world for herself. As each of her sisters came of age, the little mermaid waited patiently at the palace for their return. She adored listening to their stories and descriptions of the world above.
"Oh, how I wish I were 15," the little mermaid said with a sigh. "I would love to visit the world above and see the humans for myself."
At last, the day of her 15th birthday arrived. Her grandmother wound a garland of white lilies and pearls around the little mermaid's hair as part of the special ritual that would let her breathe above water. The little mermaid was so eager to see the surface, she could not wait until the next morning.